Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, to God be all the glory. We give you praise, God. We give your name glory. We bring your name honor. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We believe tonight that all things are going to work together for your good and my good. According to the scriptures, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. I pray that you love the Lord on tonight. I pray that you love the God that woke you up this morning, that God that created new opportunities for us to get it right, the God that continues to give us mercies, new mercies new every morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm rejoicing today. I'm going to decide to choose to praise God. Hallelujah. David, the psalmist, said, I will bless the Lord at all times. He didn't say sometimes. He didn't say most of the time. David was bold enough to say, at all times, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why we pray on Tuesday night, to keep ourselves built up, to keep our spirit, man, amen, edified and fortified, to build up our faith. Because sometime along this journey, beloved, oh, hallelujah, it gets rough. It gets tiresome. It gets hard. Ha, come on. I wish somebody would agree with me and say amen to that. Sometimes this Christian walk gets very hard. It gets very trying. But I know that God won't put on you more than what you can bear. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, my wife, is here with me. And we are excited. We're excited. It's as Reggie Brown would say, it's a good day to be alive.
Yes.
And we thank God for life and life eternal. But as we go into next month, we celebrate 19 years of marriage. And we thank God for that. We praise God for our relationship. We thank God for the opportunities, all of our children and our grandchildren. Life is not perfect, but we thank God for everything that he has blessed us with.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you can find something to rejoice to God about always. Always. I want to read a few verses of scripture, and we're going to go into the prayer tonight. But there are certain times, and before you get to your promised land, there are going to be certain battles along the way, certain battles in between the intense warfare,
yes,
that you and I would face. And as we look at Joshua, I pray that, I don't know if you've ever read the entire book of Joshua, but I pray you read it. Because it's all about victories, plural.
Amen. Amen.
Not just one. Yes, they got to the promised land in the end. They allotted the land. They got to the promised land. The people that it was destined for did not get there, but their children inherited what God had promised them. But before they can get to Canaan, they had many battles.
Yes.
And this battle that I want to share with you tonight, the Battle of Jericho, is what I want to talk about very briefly. Joshua chapter 6, it says, now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times. I guess you see me emphasizing the word 7. With the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a loud blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up every man straight in. Verse 10, for Joshua had commanded the people, do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God led me to this passage of scripture because this is the last day of June. We're in the last day of June. Tomorrow is July 1st. And that is the seventh month of this 2015 year. And I decree and declare and prophesy of every life. That is the month God is going to do something great in your life. That is the month he's going to complete something that you've been waiting for. Six being the number of man, five being the number of grace. God has brought us through half this year already. Good, bad, or indifferent. We ought to praise God that we're still here and that we still have hope. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes it's going to take time to get to that place where you're trying to get to in God. Sometimes God will allow battles to come into our life. And that's what's happening here with the chosen of Israel. Jericho was tightly shut up. Commentators and historians and theologians say that the walls of Jericho were so thick that two chariots could ride around the walls of Jericho side by side, almost like two automobiles riding around this wall. That's how thick it was. And that meant it could not be penetrated. This wall was thick and it kept the enemy out. But God gave the people an instruction. God gave the people a direction. And sometimes, Pastor, unfortunately, as I look at sometimes the days in which we're living in, some people don't like instruction.
Yes.
I don't know whether they like it or not, but sometimes people don't like instructing. They don't receive or don't like to be instructed.
Yes.
Sometimes people don't like direction. Mm. And it's unfortunate. Because I had a mama that taught me a lot, and it kept me out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I had a pastor that taught me across that pulpit, and me and my wife applied a lot of what we heard from our preacher, from our pastor. And that's why we still have victories in certain areas of our life. But some people, it seemed like the preach word, guidance and wisdom, we don't apply this thing to our life. And if they did not and follow God's instruction for 6 days, walk around this wall. Don't say a word. Don't raise your voice. Don't blow no trumpets. Don't do what you want to do. But if you follow my instruction, if you follow my direction, this wall will come down. I don't know who that's for. But there's something that's been stubborn in your life. There's something that's been in your life that's been a stronghold. There's been a wall in front of you, and you can't seem to break it. It can be a bad habit. It can be a bad relationship. It can be a bad set of circumstances. And it's this big old wall that continues to block your blessings. But I decree and declare over your life tonight that if you hear God and follow his instruction, here it is. Sometimes we're talking, and we should be praying. I need to say that again. Sometimes we're talking when we should be praying. God did not allow me to share what I was going through personally until he gave me the green light. It was between me and God. It was between me and my wife. And then he allowed me to share. And he allowed me to open up. But there are some things God wants you to bring just to him. Don't confess all your stuff to people. It can be sometimes your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and God is saying, no, they can't help you. Bring that thing to me. Sometimes there are secrets you can't bring to nobody but God. Sometimes there are cares and there are problems in our lives that only God can fix. He would allow you sometimes to share with people that can help you, but sometimes God is saying, shut your mouth. Go in prayer, stop talking so much, and fall on your face and pray to me. Find yourself silent. Find yourself in solitude. I don't know about you, but I like being by myself sometimes. I like solitude. I like a quiet place where I can think. I like a place of being alone where I can get my thoughts together. I may be weird in that way. Because when I was in college, I had to be in a fraternity. When I was young, I had to be at the party. When I was young, I had to be where the music was blasted and people were around and the scene was populated. But now as I get older, I appreciate solitude. I appreciate quietness and hearing from God. I appreciate being by myself sometimes. And sometimes we got to Oh, I'm getting happy already. We're going to pray. Sometimes we got to pray and not talk. And number two, time will tell. My wife reminded me the other day, time will tell. She said, you remember when Jesus said, don't pull up the wheat and the weeds. Let the tares and the wheat grow together. Let the weeds and the wheat grow together. In other words, let the bad and the good come up together. Because if you pull up something good while you're trying to pull up, if you pull up something bad while something good is present, you might uproot the wrong thing. Pull up the wrong thing. So he said, let the tares and the wheat, let good and bad grow up together. Let them come into church, and I'm going to separate the good and bad in due season. I'm going to separate those who really love me, those who really allow this Christian walk to be a real experience for them. I'll do the separating. You just keep praying. And God is saying sometimes, let it go and let it grow. And sometimes I'm learning to take my hands off of things. Sometimes we got to give our children to God. We got to give our marriages to God. We got to give our problems to God. I mean, for real, not just with our words.
Yeah.
And believe God. Because next month, the number of seven, oh, hallelujah, naming got healed as he dipped seven times. And the leprosy fell off. God rested on the seventh day, and he sat down. God will allow the walls to come down in your life on the seventh day. And finally, sometimes we got to shout it out.
Amen.
Like that Tough Stain commercial.
Yes.
You know how you get that stain on your garment? And there's a product called Shout.
Yes.
Ha! There's a product called Shout.
Yes.
It's a stain remover. And sometimes we have these stains that are stubborn. And God is saying sometimes you got to praise it out. Sometimes you got to shout it out. Sometimes you got to open up your mouth and give God a hallelujah in the middle of your problems and shout that thing out. The Bible says that they marched around the wall on the seventh day. Joshua said, now sound the trumpet. Now give a loud shout. Now cry out to God. And Pastor, the wall came down. And the enemy was defeated. Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't know what the people are facing, but as we cross over midnight tonight and go into the seventh month of this year, I believe the number of completion, the number of seven, something good is going to happen next month for those 31 days. I decree and declare through the power of prayer that we've been believing you all year long, and sometimes we have not manifested. We have not seen it become a reality. We have not seen it come into fruition, but we're going to continue to pray because you said pray without ceasing. Some of us are believing for healing. Some of us are believing for financial miracles. Some of us are believing, glory be to God, for you to tear down the stronghold that's in our mind. We're trying to break bad habits. We're trying to get to good, godly relationships. We're trying to have a blessed life, and it looks like the devil is busy. But, Lord, you told me to tell the people it's already done.
Yes.
It's already done. That's why he sent me to Jericho. He's saying it's already completed. Believe me by faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. That's why we pray every Tuesday night. Because I don't know about you, but I get weak sometimes. Sometimes worry try to come on me. I'm walking through too much sometimes not to have a thought of worry. I'm walking through too much sometimes not to have that fear try to creep up on me. But I continue to shake myself loose. And I have a wife that believes with me. I have a church family and a prayer line that's praying with me.
Yes.
I have people calling me and texting me. I had a brother that called me today and said, I'm just calling to say I love you and I'm concerned about you. I had a member of the church text me and said, Pastor, you already got the victory. So I know God is able. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I pray you strengthen the Lord tonight. If your children acting like they now lost their mind, I pray for you and your family. I pray for you and your marriage. I pray that God meet every need for you. In the name of Jesus, Sometimes we get weak, but the Bible says when we are weak, then his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Sometimes we get, I know the Bible says don't worry. It says why worry about tomorrow? But we pray so we don't worry. We pray so we don't have fear. We pray because our natural man, our emotions, and our feelings, the five senses get the best of us sometimes. And we go to fear. We go to stress ourselves out. We go to worrying. But my wife been telling me, I'm going to carry it past. I'm just going to carry it into 2016. Cast not away your confidence.
Yeah.
You don't know how much that scripture encourages me. I remember it. Hebrews 10, verse 35. Cast not away. Is am I quoting it right?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is, I think it's verse 35. But I know it says, cast not away your confidence. Because for a long period of my time, I used to remember this scripture, 1 John chapter 5, 13 and 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we pray anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if he hears us, we know what we ask of him, we already have. I used to carry that thing around in my wallet. I used to carry that scripture around in my Bible until I memorized it. And now, even as I'm going through what I'm going through right now, I lean on that scripture because if my God hear me, I know I'm going to be all right. We're not wasting our time on these Tuesday nights. We're not just wasting words and praying, but we believe in what we're saying and what we're asking God. We believe that God can do the impossible. We believe that God can hear. Oh! If you believe in God for healing tonight, it's already done. The just shall live by faith. Be it unto you according to your faith. Glory be to God.
Yes,
God. So, Lord, we love you tonight. I pray and I plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage, every relationship, every parent and grandparent that's worried about their children. I pray for the sick right now. Every disease, we bind it up. Every sickness, we bind it up. That spirit of poverty and lack, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Even blessed new creation church, we're under attack. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And we had this Jericho wall trying to stop new creation from growing numerically. We have this stronghold trying to stop new creation from being the church that God has called it to be. We have people sometimes coming against new creation church trying to stop it from being all God called it to be. But I decree and declare that we are a blessed church. We are a blessed people. We are a powerful ministry. We are an effective church. We don't look at the numbers. We don't look at the money. We don't look at the budget. We look at if we're in the will of God, we're all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he's going to send the people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. He's going to send in the money that we need. He's going to send in the laborers and the workers. He's going to send in people that would submit to the vision of the pastors. He's going to send in those that would humble themselves and pray and seek God's face. So as my wife continued to pray tonight, as we go into the month of July, I pray you keep believing God for miracles. You keep believing God until the very end. Even if you make a mistake, even if you miss it, as Christians, we can repent. We can ask God for forgiveness, and it's like it never happened. But don't go through your day. I fall on my face. I try to pray to God, and when I miss it, God forgive me for sins known and unknown. God, forgive us on this prayer line for being haughty or being puffed up. God, forgive us for forgetting to pray for our loved ones and those who are not as strong as us. Those you said pray for the weak.
Yes.
Pray for those who are weaker in the faith.
Yes.
So as my wife continues to pray, as we open up the phone lines later, as we pray for one another that we might be healed, God's going to get the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, I just want to read this scripture, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews 10, 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And I just want to see Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2, for by it aims a good report. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you. We magnify your name on today. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Lord. We thank you for our right mind, God. We thank you for the movement of our limbs, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing our bodies, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have a plan for our lives. You said in your word, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And Lord, we just thank you for your word, Father God, over our lives, that you're watching over your word to perform it. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on today that by the stripes of Christ we are healed. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And your ways are greater and higher than our ways, God. And as the snow and the rain come down to nourish the earth, oh God, so that it will bring forth and bud and prosper, flourish, oh God, and bring forth seed in this season. So is your word, that your word will not come back unto you void, but it will prosper that to which you have sent it. We thank you, Lord, that you have sent your word to transform our lives, that we will no longer be conformed to the things of this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we thank you for your word, which will prosper us. We thank you for your word falling down on our lives like rain falling on dry ground. We thank you, Lord, that the word, Father God, falling on our lives is producing a harvest. We thank you, Lord, that your word is not coming back to you void pertaining to our lives. Lord, we thank you that you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us or forsake us, but Lord, you are always with us. We thank you, Lord, for being the first and the last, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Lord, for being Alpha and Omega. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Father God just having your hand upon our lives, loving us so much that you sent your son Jesus Christ to die for us, so that when we believe, oh God, as we believe, we know we shall not perish, but we will have life everlasting, and that the thief, that when the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you have come so that we will have that life and that very life more abundantly, God. So, Lord, we take the promises of Abraham that we have inherited by faith, and we claim them over our own lives, and we declare that we are blessed. We declare that we are the seed of Abraham. We declare that we are joint heirs with Christ. We declare that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed when we come and blessed when we go. We declare that our seed is blessed, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are not the sick coming to be made well, but we are the well that the devil has tried to make sick. And we cast off sickness on tonight. And we take on healing on tonight. And we take on wholeness on tonight. You said in your word that our faith has made us whole. So, Lord, we walk in faith. You said the dead shall live by faith. So we walk in that faith on tonight, God, not taking on any of the lies of the devil, because we know that the devil is a liar and the father of lies, and the truth is not in him. So, Lord, we walk in the fullness of your truth, abiding in the shelter of the Most High, staying in that secret place, oh God, knowing that you will satisfy with us with long life, because we set our delight on you, God, because we love you with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, oh God, and we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So, Lord, we come to you, oh God, putting you in remembrance of your word. And we thank you, Lord, for the promise. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, hallelujah, the blessings of Abraham. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for purpose over our lives. We thank you, Lord, as my husband prayed, that you will never put more on us than we can handle. And when we think we've had too much, God, we thank you that you have already provided a way out. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over every life on this prayer line. The blood of Jesus. The blood that will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus. The blood that was shed on the cross, on Calvary, on Golgotha. We plead the blood of Jesus. When Jesus hung his head and said, "It is finished." He gave up the ghost. He gave up the spirit. Hallelujah. Father, 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 into your hands I commend my spirit. Yes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give our lives to you on tonight, God. We sacrifice and we sanctify ourselves to you afresh and anew, God. Yes. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for who you are. Hallelujah. You are our all in all. You are the lily in the field. You're the wheel in the wheel. You're a lawyer in the courtroom. You're a doctor in the operating room. You're a doctor in the hospital. You are our healer. You are our redeemer. You are, hallelujah, our everything, oh God. Hallelujah. And we love you. You are our provider. You are, hallelujah, our banner. You are our victory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we love you today, God. You are the lifter of our head. When we feel like giving up, when we feel weak, when we feel like we can't go on, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being the lifter of our head. Yes. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, we can look unto the hills from where our help comes from, knowing that our help truly does come from you, O Lord, hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, hallelujah. I will magnify the Lord at all times. I will bless his name at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we rejoice in you always. And again, I say we will rejoice, O God, according to your word, God, hallelujah. Pressing forward to the prize, forgetting those things which are behind, we press, O God, for the prize for which we have been called everywhere in Christ Jesus. Lord, we know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you on today. We worship you. Thank you for every person on this prayer line, God. Thank you for every household, God. Thank you for every household being blessed. Lord, we plead the blood over every household. We thank you, Lord, for the Abrahamic blessing that's on every household. In the name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen those who are feeling weak on tonight. Strengthen those, Father God, who are feeling frustrated. Father God, give your peace. We speak shalom over this prayer line. We speak shalom. We speak the peace of the Lord over this prayer line. We speak shalom. We speak joy over this prayer line. We speak joy over this prayer line and over every person under the sound of our voices. We speak joy and peace and salvation and deliverance and healing. Oh, glory and wholeness over every life. In the name of Jesus, over every child, every adult child, every minor child. Lord, we thank you. We speak victory over this prayer line. We speak victory over every life. We speak provision. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We speak, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Victory and success. Oh, glory. You said, let not this book of the Lord depart from your mouth. And then you shall, as you meditate on it day and night, then you shall make your way prosperous and have good success. So, Lord, we thank you for prosperity. We thank you for good success. You said you did light in the prosperity of your people. Lord, we thank you for saving souls. Lord, we cannot do anything unless we are saved. We ask that you will save souls on tonight, God. Snatch them from the very pit of hell. We pray for the United States of America. Lord, we pray, Father God, even Father God, for the President, for the White House, for the Supreme Court, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will open the eyes of the blind. Open the eyes of the spiritually blind. We pray for every person that's in a homosexual relationship. We pray for every person that's struggling with a gay lifestyle. We pray for every person that thinks they were born that way and thinks that there is not choice, that it's not a lifestyle, that they can't do anything about it. God, we pray, Father God, that you will break every chain in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will bring revelation, oh God, to the heart of every person who's caught up in that lifestyle, oh God. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for every Christian, oh God, Father God, who's struggling with their sexuality, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let their love be shed abroad, God. Let not hate, Father God, push them further away from you, God. But Lord, let us love those, Father God, who are caught up in sin. Lord, you don't see little sin and big sin. You just see the sinner that needs to be saved, oh God. So Lord, help us be the light of the world. Help us be the salt of the earth, oh God. Help us to shine our lights, oh God, and let people see you, oh God. Lord, you will, Father God, bring them to salvation. You will bring them to deliverance, oh God. Let us not play judge and jury in people's lives, oh God, but let us love, oh God. Let us love them, men. Let us love them into your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we just pray, Father God, for Charlotte, oh God. We pray, Father God, for Charlotte, South Carolina. We continue to pray for the families of those who were murdered in the AME church over in Charlotte, South Carolina, oh God. We pray for racial harmony, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring the love in, oh God. Show us, Father God, how to win souls. Show us how to go forth and evangelize. Show us how to, Father God, let our light shine. Show us how to make a difference in this world, oh God. Bring unity, oh God, across the racial division, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. And let not this homosexual agenda cause a greater divide in your church, oh God. Lord, we pray and we break every chain, we destroy every yoke, and we declare salvation and deliverance across the nation. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let us continue to make a stand for what you have declared in your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we love you today. Lord, we thank you and we praise you today. We magnify your name, God. Let us love our relatives who are caught up in sin. Let us love each other, God. Hallelujah. Not knocking each other beside the head with the Bible. Not pushing each other away from the church, God. Not being, Father God, hallelujah, not being approving of sinful relationships, oh God, and sinful lifestyles. But Lord, let us, Father God, stand for what you have declared we shall stand for. Let the anointing destroy every yoke, God. Let us preach this word. Let it be seasoned with salt, oh God. Let it be seasoned with the salt of grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name, God. We worship you on tonight, God. You said in your word that it's not your desire that anyone should perish. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, that souls will be saved across this nation. We pray that lives will be changed, oh God. And we pray that the bondage would be destroyed in the lives of people. And we pray, Father God, that the captives would be set free, oh God, and that the eyes of the blind would be opened, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this prayer line. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for every person, Mama Koshana, who will listen to the archive, Lord. Show yourself mighty. Let our voices, oh God, let the voices of the praises and the prayers and the testimonies carry forth your anointing. You said that the anointing will destroy the yoke. And let somebody who's under the sound of our voices, who's not saved, hear this prayer line, fall on their knees, repent, and say, what must I do to be saved? So, Lord, even as we open the prayer line, we thank you, Lord, for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for the local church. We thank you for the prayer ministry. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the radio ministry. And, yes, the TV ministry that's yet to come. And, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for those who gather. We bind up witchcraft. We bind up division. We bind up the spirit of offense. We bind up retaliation and backlash. And we declare victory over every life. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty, awesome name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor. We're going to open the prayer lines. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open the prayer lines. Amen. Press one on your phone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory. We're going to take calls. Just press one on your phone, and we'll put you on the air tonight. We're going to get to every caller in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. We're gonna hallelujah. To God be the glory. Just press one on your phone, and we'll put you on the air. I think that first number was 678.
Yes.
Okay, we'll take that caller. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Area code 678.
Wake up and smile, cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. Cause I can't get a leg go by, can they look they go by, without thanking you for the joy that you bring into my life. And ooh, there's something about the way your sunshine on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't go wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. When trouble seems to rain on my dream, it's not a big deal. Let it wash the bugs off my windshield, cause all you're showing me, in your I'm free, and I'm yours still the refuge that I just got to get to. So I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by. So put the drop down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. I've got no need to worry, got no need for doubts. No matter what's coming to me, you will always be the beautiful I sing about. There ain't no limitations to your amazing grace. Your amazing grace. And there's something about that way your love shines on my face. Oh Lord, I could never get enough of you. This feeling can be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. I'm about to sing a brand new song. Yellow, oh, I got. And get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving my family, my friends. Thank you for loving everyone on this prayer line, dear Lord. Thank you for blessings, dear Lord. Thank you for your grace upon our life, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just want to ask for prayers. My back is still a little bit in pain. So I just like to ask for prayers for my back. I think I'm just overdoing it with the moving and all. I have 2 more weeks before I move. So I'm getting ready because God is going to show me a whole new world.
Amen.
So, amen to that.
Amen.
So I'm ready to step into it. So I thank him and thank you, Jesus, for these powerful pastors that have been through it all with me too, just as God has. So has Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I pray that you bless them, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. And how appropriate, as you say, you're transitioning.
Yes.
And as we go into next month, it's going to be a new beginning.
Yes.
And a new completion.
I know. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God. Amen. I had no idea, but I know God knows all things. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
even as she steps into this new season in preparation,
yes,
I thank you, Lord, that body belongs to you. It is the temple of the living God. Lord, you will give her the strength and the muscle and the stamina that she needs. But give her wisdom, Lord, to, Father God, monitor herself and to, Father God, take it, Father God, easy when she has to, Lord, to not overdo it and put too much strain on that back area. But, Lord, right now I pray for release.
Yes.
I pray for relief in her back area, Lord.
Yes,
give her
Jesus.
Comfort in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you that you will ease the pain, that you will remove, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the discomfort in that back area, Lord, that she can sleep and have sweet slumber at night and continue, Lord, to prepare for this new season in her life. So, Lord, give her in the name of Jesus the energy and, Father God, the stamina that she needs to move forward by faith.
Yes.
So, Lord,
Lord,
I thank
you
for supernatural,
Jesus.
Giving her supernatural ability along with the natural ability to do everything that she needs to do. And,
thank
Lord, send her the help that she needs. Give her the resources that she needs. Give her the muscle and the money that she needs in the name
Lord,
of Jesus. So, Father God, we give Maria to you, and we say, Lord, make this transition easy for her. Make it slow.
Yes,
make it, Lord, be a smooth transition in the name
Lord,
of Jesus. So we pray for her, and we know that it's going to work together for her good. And thank you, and we receive it by faith that her back is already healed in
Jesus'
name.
Jesus' name.
That back is already healed in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 And I just want to tell everybody to have a nice and safe 4th of July and enjoy your family on the 4th of July.
Amen. Have a blessed holiday.
And for those who are driving like Jamal, like Brother Jamal, have a safe ride. Be safe out there.
Amen. Yes, definitely. We want to be safe. And that's another beautiful song that I have never heard. It's a beautiful
song. Oh, you never heard it?
Yeah, I've never heard it. And you have to show us how to do that. You have your music queued up and you just come in. And...
yeah.
I have my
instrumental there and I'm trying to remember the words.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sorry.
That is awesome. No,
hey, I'm not a rapper. It sounds like a rapping song.
Well, it was beautiful. And Pastor and I were just sitting here with big smiles on our faces. just be rejoicing with you and rejoicing. It is a beautiful day. And God is saying for you, it is a new beginning. Hallelujah. And it is a new beginning. And I hear God saying also that your latter days shall be greater. Hallelujah.
Yes,
get
Jesus,
ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Get ready. Hallelujah.
Yes,
your latter
Lord.
Days
thank
shall
you.
Be greater. Than your former days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God has prepared some blessings in advance for you. You're walking into a season of prepared blessings. Oh, glory.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
And Pastor Anthony prophesied about this a while back. The prepared blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And God says you're walking into that season of prepared blessing.
Amen.
So when you walk, watch us walk forward with, keep walking forward with anticipation because
thank
you will
Lord.
Not be disappointed, says the
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. And I was
thank
just having a conversation
Jesus.
With you. The Lord dropped that in my spirit. I feel God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to
thank
be looking
you.
Forward to the praise report. You
yes.
know, God takes you to this new place, this new season
yes, Lord, thank
that's
you,
already
Jesus.
Been prepared and advanced
hallelujah.
For you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
God bless
hallelujah.
You both, Pastor
thank
Anthony
you.
And Pastor
hallelujah.
Rebecca.
Thank
Pastor
you.
Anthony, I hope you're... Your health has improved a little, but I know it's going to happen. And Pastor Rebecca, for being so strong, God's giving you that strength to go through it.
Amen. We receive
thank
that,
you.
And thank you so much.
Yes. God
Amen.
Bless you. Love you.
Love you, too.
He is a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
She already wished everybody a happy holiday.
Yes.
Not eating too many hot dogs and hamburgers, but we are looking forward to the holiday weekend. We're going to take another caller. And it's coming from the 813 area code. 813, you're on the air, and God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Miriam. I just feel
God
like I haven't
you.
Been on for a while. I know, but things come up sometimes, and you just can't make it at the specific time, although I try. Sometimes it may be something at the last minute that has come up, but I know that the Lord is with us all, and I love this prayer line, and I thank God for the prayer line for the many happy things we're gonna have in the end. The victory is gonna come. That the Lord is gonna take care of every situation that we have. Whether it's health-wise or emotional or just a lot of pain with family, I know that the Lord is with us. And we thank you, God, for the blessings
yes.
of this prayer line, Father God. We thank you, God, for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Father God, may you put your touch on their head. May you cover
yes.
their body with your precious blood, O Lord. And may you, Lord, please heal, Lord God, every area of their body, God. May you give them strength, O Lord. May you proceed, O Lord, and keep them focused, O God, on what you want them to be focused on. Because we know when we praise a God, an all sovereign God, that he knows
yes.
everything and he heals everything according to his will. And we praise you, God. We thank you, God, for the many things that you have done in my life, O Lord.
Yes.
Through this prayer line, Lord Jesus, I thank you for my friends that I have on this prayer line, and I thank you
yes.
for all the saints here on the prayer line, Father, and I pray that you will walk them through any situation that they're through, because we know that if you took us to it, you will walk us through it, oh Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, that we have this confidence, God, and this confidence, oh God, that we're not supposed to throw away, but that
yes.
we're supposed to keep this confidence so that we will get that reward, oh Lord. For
yes.
it says that you need and are in, we need to be endure in this situation, Father God, so that we may receive what was promised through you,
mm.
oh God, oh Christ Jesus. Because like pastor said, by your stripes we are healed, O Lord.
Yes.
And God, you do not lie. So we trust you, Lord. We trust you and we ask you, O Lord, to be with us, Father, that we may be good examples to others. Father, I pray
yes.
for our nation, O Lord, yes. that you, O
yes.
Lord, will hear the prayers of the
yes.
ones that are praying for the nations as far as homosexuality, Father, and every single illness, disease, every single sin that's out there, O Lord, that we will be able to continue on and stay focused, O Lord, because we want to do your will, O blessed Master. Nothing is impossible
yes.
for you, O Lord. So we stand on your blessed word, O Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the,
yes,
the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Jesus.
Who died on the cross for our sins. In
yes.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Thank you for
praying for us. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Well, Sister Miriam, it's so good to hear your voice, amen. We do see you in and out, and we know every, you know, we get busy, amen, but we thank God for every opportunity that you have to join us, and we thank you for that beautiful, heartfelt prayer on tonight, and we certainly receive it. Pastor Anthony and I and all on the prayer line receive your prayers on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for Sister Miriam. Thank you for her life, God. Thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for Father God, just Father God, drawing her nearer to you, oh God, and Father God, for all that you're doing, even as you continue to mature her in the faith, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for Father God, answering her prayer, God. She just said, and when she first came on the prayer line, she said that she wanted more of you, oh God, more of Jesus, and you have granted her that desire, oh God, and you continue to grant that desire. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name, Father God, for her boldness in you, oh God, and the love that she has for us and the love that she has for those who are here and the love that she has for the nations, oh God. And, Lord, we pray that you will continue to use her mightily, oh God, even as she enters on the behalf of others, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as she continues to shine her light, oh God, as she continues to be the salt of the earth, oh God, as she continues to be that witness, oh God, of your greatness, of your goodness, of your mercy, of your deliverance, of your power, of your old glory, of your healing, of your grace, hallelujah. Lord, continue, Father God, to walk with her and talk with her and guide her, oh God, and give her wisdom, oh God, hallelujah, even as she, Father God, ministers to those around her, Father God, her family and her friends, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for this dear sister in Christ, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you for her sweet spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will grant every need, meet every need that she has. We thank you, Lord, that you will meet every need, that you will touch her in every discouraged area, oh God, continue to encourage her, build her up, oh God, build her up, strengthen her, oh God. We thank you for strengthening her, oh God, even as she walks through every challenge in her life, God. We thank you for the strength that you've given her, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing her family. Thank you for blessing her children, oh God. Thank you for blessing her seed, oh God. We thank you for blessing her grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, your hand upon their lives. We thank you, Father God, for this family. We thank you for meeting every need, God. We ask that you will continue to rest, let your spirit, let your spirit rest upon this family, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we intercede on their behalf, and Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We know that you have greater things in store for them. We know that, Father God, your mercies are new every day. We know, Lord, that you have a great plan that you have already planned since the beginning of creation for this family, God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time, for this Kairos time, for this God time, this God called time in their lives that you are doing what you're doing. And we thank you that you are faithful, that you are faithful to complete the work
that you have begun in our sister and that you have begun in her family. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for miracles. We thank you in advance for breakthrough, oh. We thank you in advance, oh, God, for victory in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Bless our dear sister. Bless her family. Bless her friends, those that she's standing in the gap for. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Sister Mary, we thank God, amen, as we hear your voice tonight.
Yes.
And as Pastor said, it's just good to hear you tonight. And you said you've been missing a while, but it's good to hear you tonight. And thank you for praying for us.
Yes.
And our strength in the Lord. Amen.
My God.
Amen. I love you. And I haven't been on prayer line, but I have continuously been praying every single moment of the day for your situations, whatever they may be. I have been praying and continuously. So I know that although I haven't been on prayer line, I did not forget my sisters and brothers in Christ or the rest of the ones that aren't in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, just before we let you go, as Pastor began to speak, I saw you walking through a breakthrough. I saw you walking through a breakthrough. I saw a wall breaking, and you walking through it. Amen. Hallelujah. That wall that was put up has been broken. Hallelujah. And you're walking through your season of breakthrough, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're stepping through the rubble, and you're stepping through the brokenness, and you're stepping through the opposition and everything that was trying to hold you back, and you're stepping through you and your family and those that your loved ones, and you're stepping through into breakthrough. You're stepping through into breakthrough. So I'm rejoicing with you on that. That God has broken some things off of your life and off of your family, and that you're walking forth in victory. So it's a great, great thing to see, amen, what God is doing prophetically in your life, amen. And there's just so much more that you're walking into. So we're excited about it. And like I said, don't feel bad about not being here present. We know that you're with us, and we know that you can, when you can, you come. And that's the great thing about it, that people come when they have time in their schedules and press their way here, and we know that you are with us in spirit. So we thank God for you, my sister.
God bless you both.
She is a blessing. And Sister Carmen, introduced her to the prayer line, and we thank God for her, and she is a blessing. You know, I was talking to the nurses and some doctors today, and Pastor, you were there, and they talked amongst each other. What is it, his personality or just his positive attitude or his faith? They included faith? Okay, I don't remember, but they're trying to figure out my mindset during this entire process, and it's nothing but the prayers of the righteous. So I really appreciate the prayers of the righteous availing much on my behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to take another caller. To God be all the glory. And this one is coming from the area code of 270. 270. God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless you. God bless the First Lady Pastor. Reverend Simmons, thank God for the new creation Christian ministry. Thank God for each and every individual, each and every sold out saint that's connected to this prayer line on Tuesday night. Thank God for the fresh anointing. Thank God for the power. Thank God for the word of victory. And we know, Father, you are victory, and we are conquerors of all things in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors of all things in Christ Jesus. And at this time, I just want to give God praise, honor, and glorification for what he's already done, for who he is, for what he has prepared for the righteous, the things that are selling much, and those who are connected to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And at this time, Father, I just want to praise you. I want to praise you for the pastors at New Creation Christian Ministry. I want to thank you for your child, Pastor Anthony Simmons. Thank you, Father, for your daughter, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Thank you, Father, for their diligence, Father. Thank you for their faithfulness, Father. Thank you for their boldness, Father. Thank you for the word of the Holy Spirit being brought forth tonight. We know, Father, we are connected to on high, power that you have given us in the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity. And I want to thank you, Father, for revealing to us, Father, that victory is in the way. Our victory is in the way.
Yes.
And as we wait, Father, we serve you. As we wait, Father, we praise you. As we wait, Father, we pray to you. As we wait, Father, we praise you. As we wait, Father, we serve you. And we know, Father, whatever the enemy has tried to do while evil, you've already made good. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the true and living God, Father, we want to thank you, Father, as we approach the seventh month, that number of completion, Father. We want to praise you, Father, for giving us peace, joy, and understanding in you and in your word. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for the joy of Jesus that is our strength, Father. We want to thank you, Father, for your word, which is you, that's written on the tablets of our heart, Father. And we thank you, Father, for each and every Tuesday night as we come together to pray and worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. Continue to dispense, Father, your bountiful blessings from on high. Continue to open the floodgates of heaven, Father, and pour us out the blessings that you have prepared for us, Father. Just allow us to stand strong, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Father. Just allow us to heal ourselves to him, Father. We know when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will raise your standards against him, Father. And we give you glory and honor, Father. We thank you, Father, for supernatural favor and the hedge of protection, Father. And we want to thank you, Father, for whatever the enemy has caused for evil, you've already made good, Father. We know the good of all things works out for the ones that truly love you, Father. And we want to thank you, Father, for allowing us to hold your unchanging hand. And I know, Father, we're not looking at the things in the natural. We're believing from the spiritual, Father, because we serve a supernatural God, and there are no limitations on you, Father. We think outside the box, Father, because we're connected to the King, and you have all power. You rule and reign. You are circumstance-changing God. You're a turnaround God that we call on. And at this time, Father, I plead your precious and powerful bloodshed over each and every individual on this prayer line, Father, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Father. Continue to cover us, Father, with the power in your blood, Father, your blood that you shed on Mount Calvary for a wretch like me that still has all power, the blood of the Lamb, healing power, deliverance power, healing power, cleansing power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare the victory, Father, as the word was brought forth, Father. I rejoice in the victory that you've already given me, Father, and whatever the enemy is trying to do, it is already destroyed in the name of Jesus. And I claim authority right now. I bind the enemy in each and every attack that is coming against each and every individual on this prayer line, Father. Continue to give us your supernatural favor, the hedge of protection. And at this time, Father, I rejoice and praise you for who you are. And I want to thank you, Father, for what you have prepared for New Creation Christian Ministry. I want to thank you for answering the effectual prayers of the righteous, Father. I want to thank you for blessing them mightily, Father. I want to thank you for allowing them to be connected to you and to each other, Father. I thank you for giving them that intimate relationship with you and with each other, Father. Continue to use them to your glory, Father, to train your people to seek the face of Jesus Christ. This journey has already been won. This battle has already been won. We got the victory, Father. We got the victory, Father. I know you sent the 72 out, and 70 came back, and you said it's as even, Jesus, that they told you, even Satan and his imps adhered to them in your name. And you praised your Father God Almighty for the power. And you said it's as if you seen Satan kicked out of heaven like a bolt of lightning. We know he's defeated, Father. And at this time, Father, I want to thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just have your way. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
Thank
bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, Brother Jamal. Minister Jamal, we thank God for you. The word of the Lord being in your mouth. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. You know, even as you were speaking tonight, God showed me Ephesians 6 that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness and rulers and darkness in high places.
Yeah.
The word reminds us that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And God said, remind my son to put on his whole armor every day. I'm probably telling you something you already know, But you keep that helmet of salvation on. You keep that breastplate of righteousness on. You keep your shield of faith. You keep the sword of the word of God.
Yeah,
you keep your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. You keep your loins girded with truth. And the enemy cannot and will not stop you because you're serious about your warfare and you're serious about your God. And I just sometimes see intense warfare trying to come against you. And that's why God told me, remind you to stay armored up, to stay on guard. Because you're one of his generals, one of his soldiers that he's raising up in this hour to be a front runner for the kingdom of God. So as you pray for me and my wife, as you pray for our church, you're not in New Jersey, but we feel your presence and your words coming forward in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that the weapons of his warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down the stronghold, that he will put on his armor, Lord, and fight the good fight of faith. And no weapon against him will ever be able to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. So allow him to have the shield of faith to fight off the fiery darts that will come and try to get him off of purpose. In Jesus' name. You already said it out of your own mouth that you already got the victory.
Yes.
You said it out of your own mouth. The battle has already been won. You already got the victory.
Yes.
So walk in your victory in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen. And as Brother Minister Jamal, as Pastor, even God was showing me the same time, Isaiah 40:29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And as you were praying, I saw you raising up in the spirit. I saw you not renewing your strength, but God, he said, not only am I renewing your strength, but I am increasing your strength. God says, I'm increasing your power. That's why the pressure is coming, because the pressure, and it's like lifting weights, hallelujah. And as the pressure comes, the resistance comes, God says he's increasing your power, hallelujah, making you even more powerful for his kingdom, for his use, hallelujah. He's in a season of preparation, hallelujah, for your next, hallelujah. God says you're in a season of preparation for your next, hallelujah. And you shall run and not grow weary, and you shall walk and not faint. And God says, you're mounting up. I saw you mounting up as a rocket. I saw him mounting up as a rocket, getting ready to take off. Hallelujah. And God said, you shall mount up on wings as eagles. Hallelujah. He's raising you above the circumstances. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We bind up the spirit of that and retaliation. We come up with the spirit of witchcraft. Hallelujah. Now we have the lacking tongue in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree that the weapon formed against our brother shall prosper, but he is already risen above the circumstances, above the warfare, hallelujah, increasing his strength, hallelujah, hallelujah. God said, you shall finish, you shall finish, and Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, that you have the anointing of the finisher on his life, that he shall finish the work that you have given him to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank God. Amen. For hallelujah, the word of God coming forward tonight. I believe that's our last caller, but if you want to get in under the wire, you can press 1 real quick, and we will put you on the air. But I believe that is our final caller. Again, we have midweek service on tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., and we have Thursday addiction and alcoholism support group meeting. And this Sunday, This Sunday past, we had a powerful service with our young people.
Yes.
They performed, they danced, they sang, they gave the spoken word. And we had a, we had unto the Lord.
Yes.
And we had a surprise of a proposal, a wedding engagement proposal.
Yes.
At the end of our service with young Kevin proposing to his new fiancée, Vanita. And we thank God for our young people that still believe in holy matrimony in the name of Jesus. But come out this Sunday, the first Sunday of July, we're going to have Holy Communion. There's going to be a great word from the Lord. And bring a friend. If you have a relative living in this New Jersey area, tell them about New Creation Church. It is a good church. It is a godly church. Not perfect, but we love God and we love the people of God. And we would love to see your face in the place. To God be the glory. Well, we're going to sign off tonight, and we're going to wish all of you a blessed Independence Day, 4th of July Day. In our township, they have the fireworks. We may partake of that. I don't know if we're going to throw a hot dog or hamburger on the grill ourselves. But if you're cooking out or cooking in or just resting, have a blessed holiday weekend, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday. In the name of Jesus. Love you. Continue to pray for us.
Lift your worship.
Come on, raise it before him, say, wanna be where you are. Everything I need is where.